You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
This is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Are you blind or visually impaired and love to travel but hate trying to find your way back to your hotel room? Do you get frustrated trying to find your table in a crowded restaurant? Are you ever left searching for your favorite backpack? Let Foresight Augmented Reality FAR remove those obstacles and enable you to accurately find your desired location or belonging with your own FAR personal Bluetooth beacon. Get distant indicators as you count down to your destination. Travel or enjoy a night out with confidence and independence. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Buy your own FAR personal beacon online at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The show, well, we call it the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. If you're listening to the show for the first time, I think you'll think it's entertaining, hope so anyway, fun, educational, and the platform for employment. So for those folks, welcome aboard. And if you want to call us, we're out of Orlando, Florida. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me introduce the players tonight. To my right, my co-host, the love of my life, Lynn Gold, are you there?
I certainly am. Rain or shine, we're here. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. January 27th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Rain or shine, right, Dave?
True, true, true.
Yep.
And to my left, the one, the only, my co-host, David Hillebrand. David, are you there?
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year. It's been a month since I've been here, so.
Well, happy new to you.
I swam in today.
Oh, yeah, it's raining outside. Yeah.
Rainy here in Florida.
It is.
And behind the scenes, we have, well, without him, there's no show. We have Chris Shaw.
Hey, woo! How's everybody doing? Listen, my other counterpart over here is on the phone. The phone line blowing up already.
Really?
Yeah. So she is here, but she's just on the phone line
we'll
right now.
We'll talk to her later.
I'll have to say hello to Charlotte. If you call in, Charlotte will answer you.
I got a few shout-outs.
Okay, in a minute.
Okay.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks, I got to tell you something really great. Lighthouse Central Florida, they just renewed again.
Yay.
That's right. They renewed again, so they'll be on from April. Listen to this one. April 2019, they signed the contract to March 2020. They just gave us the fourth year. That's right. They say they love the show, and they're continuing. Fourth year, Blind and Beyond continues to March, guaranteed to March 2020.
And for that, we thank Lighthouse Central Florida.
We thank you, Lighthouse.
We really do.
And we really appreciate them. We have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do.
Can I do my shout-outs first,
yes,
folks?
Okay,
shout-out
time.
Okay. All right, first of all, I want to remind everybody that it's still National Glaucoma Awareness Month, and the second hour, Dr. Craig Skolnick from Skolnick Eye Institute in Jupiter, Florida, will be calling in to tell us all about glaucoma, so listen up. And happy birthday once again, Sheila. Sheila's birthday was this week. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Tammy at Advent Lab in Tavares. So, Dave, do you have any shout-outs?
I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
Well, while you're thinking, I want to give a shout-out to that young man, Chris Shaw. It's his birthday.
Hey, thank you. Hey,
happy birthday, Chris Shaw.
We celebrate the whole month.
That's right.
Happy birthday to everybody in the month of January.
That's right.
Can I give a shout-out?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, several of my students who are tuned in to the show listening, Josh Green from Miami, Florida, and I want to say Amanda Ali from Miami, Florida as well. Two of my students that want to know how I sound on air. So I told them just tune in and listen.
Josh and Amanda?
Yeah. Josh and Amanda.
Hi, Josh. Hi, Amanda. Call in and say hi.
Yeah, if you're listening from 8:50 a.m. down there in South Florida, we appreciate coming and calling in and telling us that you can get it on the station, because I know the streaming is not working tonight. So if you're listening on 8:50 a.m. Would you please call us and let us know you can get the show down there? Because we know you're not streaming because we know it's not working. So anybody listening, please call us from South Florida. Let us know
matter
you
fact,
can hear.
We have a caller from South Florida. Is that from
right now?
Aventura, Florida.
Aventura.
Mike. Aventura.
All right, let's take it. Let's take it.
Mike, you there?
Mike, you on the line?
Yeah, hi. How are you tonight?
All right. Have you listened tonight for 8:50 a.m.?
Well, you guys are on WFTL tonight. They're running a ball game.
Oh. Okay.
But I got some great news for you all.
What?
Okay. I have thought of, if you want to get on a station in the Miami area, a new station, I have a few of them for you.
Okay. Well, we can talk to you off the air about that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Chris can take your phone number and we'll call you off
the air. They usually tell us there's a ball game on. They didn't tell us there's a ball game.
Well, they did give us the preemption schedule, but I guess we weren't paying attention.
Oh. That was the last one.
I wanted to tell you, last week I was in, Thursday, I was in Sunrise, and I was speaking to a group of about 35 blind and visually impaired people. Mm-hmm. And I'm a motivational speaker, and the people really loved it, and they told me I did a good job.
Well, good for you, Mike.
Excellent.
A few weeks ago, you had an eye doctor on the air that I was listening to. That was excellent.
He's calling in tonight.
He'll be calling in.
Dr. Skolnick will be calling in at 8:15, second hour, 8:15 sharp.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I have a question for you to ask him.
Okay.
I am totally blind. I was born blind. I see nothing, not even a big black dog. But what I was wondering is whether or not they have anything to work with that. I was premature, and people are asking me that all the time. I'm happy with what I am. I know I do my program. I do a program Tuesday and Wednesday nights and on a chat line, and I love it, and I'm going to tell everybody about your show.
Well, thank you, Mike, so much. You know, if you would like, you can call in and ask Dr. Skolnick the question yourself if you'd like to.
Okay.
So you wait and see what happens.
We know some people from Blind and Beyond Radio Show is calling him to be their doctors.
Yes.
Can I ask you how old a person you are? I'm asking for another reason.
Right. I'm 65.
Well, don't you get your glaucoma check?
No, I was blind from birth.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
This is one of the things I've been saying every week, that you should still go for your eye checkup. And get
you
dilated.
Get a glaucoma check?
Yeah, the importance for doing that, Mike, is because it can not only affect your vision if you did have any, but you could have I think some kind of rupture and all kinds of other health problems if you do have glaucoma and there's a pressure buildup. So
it has
nothing to do with your vision.
In fact, when you don't use your eyes, you could even be more vulnerable to it, so it's good to still have it checked at least every few years.
Uh-huh.
Your eye pressure.
Gary goes in. We know quite a few people that are totally blind, can't see one thing, and the bottom line, they still go for the glaucoma check once a year because it's important. Because most doctors will tell you it'll affect your brain, and you should get your glaucoma check. We're going to talk about this with the doctor tonight.
Yes.
So listen.
Plus, yeah, be painful, I also have the non-24 circadian rhythm disorder.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And oh, that's awful. I finally found a doctor that can maybe work with me on it.
Well, that's didn't like non-24?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't like having non-24, the condition.
No.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Mike.
Well, thanks for calling,
Mike.
Thank you all for listening. You guys are great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, hold on, Mike, because I want to get your number.
Right. Yeah,
so hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
All right, so in a minute we'll be going to break, and our guest June Robbins from Envision America.
She's on the air with us now.
Yeah, she'll be calling in. You or your loved one are having problems reading prescription labels, does that sound familiar? Well, June Robbins has the answer for you on the other side of the break.
Yep.
Yep.
Listen, on the other side of the break, we're going to be going
to
trivia as well.
Right now,
we got a lot of things going on in the show tonight. Keep on listening. Phone number to call in again is 407-894-1680. Going to break. Don't go away.
Bump, 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 bump Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're in from Orlando, Florida, in our boats. Yep. Outside, it's really raining. Been raining all day, believe it or not, here in Orlando, Florida.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah. We rode to work.
This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn.
Michael. Okay.
Tell us about June.
I will. Well, we'd like to welcome, first time, June Robbins from Envision America, and she's going to tell us all about Talking Labels, Script Talk.
Welcome, June.
Welcome, June Robbins.
Hi, June. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, June.
Good to have you with us.
We're all anxious to learn.
I'm glad to be here.
How's the weather over on that side of Florida?
It's terrible. I feel like I'm back in New England.
What part of New England?
I'm from Nashua, New Hampshire, but that's a lifetime ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's raining in the 40s here. It's nasty.
It's terrible. Yeah. Yes.
So tell us about Envision America and the Script Talk labels. We have a lot of people would like to know more about it.
Awesome. Yeah. Envision America is the pioneer of accessible prescription labels. So that is a large print label, a braille label, and also a talking label. You might have heard of Script Talk, which is the talking label, and that's by far the most popular. And what that is it comes from your pharmacy. So if you need if you need access to your prescription information, if you're having trouble reading your prescription label, you can go to a pharmacy that's participating in this program and get these at no extra charge. And that's the best part about it.
The problem is
so.
I have to interrupt you right here. Just so you know, June, I'm with CVS Drugs. They knew nothing about Script Talk, nothing, Zippo. But then when they hooked me to, that was the, you know, one of the stores. They knew nothing about it. So they checked with another store. They didn't know anything about it. So finally, when I pushed the button, they hooked me to corporate. Corporate finally knew something about Script Talk. And that, go ahead. You have to really.
Yeah, but it's part of the problem, Michael, is that pharmacies, especially at the store level, don't know about corporate policy. And that's how we work with these pharmacies at the corporate level to implement these programs that that allow them to offer this service. So there's a disconnect sometimes. And if anybody out there is going to their pharmacy to talk to them and request these labels, and you run into a roadblock, it's because the store doesn't know about their corporate policy. So the best thing to do is to call us, and we will work it out with that particular store where you want to get these labels, and we'll get corporate on that store, and they will offer it. CVS is, unfortunately, CVS stores are not offering Script Talk at this time. They do, however, offer it through the mail. There's a lot of different large chain pharmacies that do offer Script Talk, and you can go to any Walmart across the U.S. and Canada, for example, and that's Walmart Sam's Club, and request Script Talk, and they must provide Script Talk to you at no extra charge. Again, that is another good example of a store not knowing corporate policy, and just give us a call, and we will help get that store signed up so you can get Script Talk wherever you are. Wherever you are located.
If anybody currently uses Script Talk, please call in and let us know how you're using it and how accessible it is for you.
I would be excited to hear, this is Dave, by the way, and good to have you on with us. I was particularly excited when I heard that you're going to be on about talking about Script Talk, because I'm a Braille reader, and I know you mentioned about some of the labels being in Braille. Does that work the same way with the drugstores, where you can put in a request to have Braille labels of your prescriptions?
Yes. Hi, Dave. You can request Braille. It's not as widely available as Script Talk, but we do have, you can call our company and we can tell you which locations do offer Braille, or you can go to our website and check for a store near you by inserting your zip code. We have a function on the home page which takes you to a search, and I'll give you that link at the end of the show.
Yeah,
but you can search by zip code to find a pharmacy near you and what they offer.
I could understand why Braille might be a little bit more difficult, but as far as the Script Talk itself, I've never actually used it. Now, is this, you use a separate machine that you pass the label across and it will read the barcode or something like that?
Exactly, yeah. The Script Talk labels are put on your medications by a pharmacist that's participating in the program. And it utilizes RFID, or radio frequency identification, together with near-field communication within the label to talk to a machine that Envision America loans out to you at no charge. So this thing is called the Script Talk Station, and it's a prescription reader. And it actually reads that label using near-field communication, and talks to you. It tells you everything on that prescription label, including the name of the drug, the instructions for taking it, the warnings, the name of your doctor, the number for your doctor, the number of refills. So anything on that label, it will read aloud.
Oh, nice.
And you can toggle through all that information as well, so you don't have to
listen to that entire label over and over just to get to a single piece of information. So there's next and previous buttons, which helps toggle you through all of the information. So it's a really great, great tool to listen to your labels and keep you safe when you're managing your medication.
Do we have a caller on the line right now?
We have several callers. Eugene
calling
Eugene
in
first.
From West Coast, Clearwater, Florida. We'd like to discuss something with you as far as that. Eugene, okay. On the line?
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
How
Hello,
you doing,
hi,
Eugene?
Eugene. Do you have a question for June or a comment?
Well, I got a comment. About 4 years ago, I called and I talked to one of her colleagues, Amanda Tolson, down there, and I used the TRICARE mail order, and they were not using the Express Script labels. And I called Amanda down there, and shortly thereafter, I started getting the Express Scripts with the Script Talk labels on the bottom. And it works great.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You have to push these pharmacies.
Open your mouth.
That's what it's all about. If you push the pharmacies to get Script Talk, they'll get it. But it's us in the blind community that have to push the pharmacies to do it. Then they'll get it.
Okay. Absolutely. And that's the most unfortunate thing. In a perfect world, all pharmacies across the board would adopt this technology. But unfortunately, it's demand that drives the technology.
That's
so
right.
That's a really important point. When people are first signing up, we do ask that you go and talk to your pharmacy, request it. If you run into any roadblock at all, call us and we will get them on board and get that store signed up.
Thank you, Eugene.
That's like I saw TRICARE and they said, well, we don't know anything about that. So that's the next day I called and talked to Amanda.
There you go.
So.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, Amanda is our bulldog, and she will fight for you. We all fight for you because this is a family that experienced blindness with their two uncles. They know exactly what, you know, being visually impaired is about, and they know the challenges. And we have a whole team of customer service representatives out there fighting for people who cannot read their medication labels.
Well, Envision America makes more stuff than just Script Talk, because I got some of their other products.
Yeah, we do have a talking barcode scanner, which unfortunately is not free. It's $1,300.
I got the Quest ID.
A wonderful tool for identifying anything in your environment. But the great thing about accessible prescription labels, they're free. They're no extra charge, and it's something that people can get behind and advocate for. And so everybody listening, go out and tell your neighbors about this because it's a wonderful tool.
Eugene, thanks for calling in. We have another caller calling
okay.
in. Thank you, Eugene.
Right. Okay,
we have another caller. Gary's calling in for Winter Park, Florida. Gary from Winter Park, Florida. Gary, are you there?
Hi, Gary.
I'm here. Hey, Jude.
Hey.
I want to let you know that I'm a veteran. I've been using Script Talk for years, and I just love it. And I recommend Script Talk to anybody that can't see nothing, especially the ones that live at home. It's so easy to use. And I'm a co-host on the show, and I'm scheduled next week. And if you wouldn't mind it, I think if Lynn wouldn't mind, I would bring my Script Talk in and give a little demonstration on it.
That would be great,
That'll
Gary.
Be great, Gary. Bring
cool.
it in.
Good idea.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I'll be bringing my Script Talk in next week, so everybody stay tuned and listen.
Show and tell.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for your service.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I want to mention the VA was our very first big client as far as implementing Script Talk, and that was back in 2002, 2003, and God bless our veterans, and the VA is taking care of the veterans by giving them Script Talk. There's no charge. As well as IDMate, if you're having problems, go talk to your VIS coordinator, and they'll get you set up.
But I think, June, if our audience goes to the pharmacies and pushes them, they will all come because when they get calls from the listening audience, our listening audience, and ask for a Script Talk, for instance, you talked, like you said, about CVS. If more people are calling CVS, they would trust me. They would get it. Yes, they have mail order, and they say you have to have, when you do it, they want a 90-day supply when you do it for mail order. If you order from them a 90-day supply, then they'll give you the Script Talk. That's CVS's story.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do it with my drugstore, with Walgreens. I don't get a whole bunch of prescriptions, thank God, but with the few that I do, it's just nice for independence's sake to not have to ask somebody, and typically I'll end up getting a 90-day supply for most stuff anyway. So,
well, that's what we're here for. We're here for is to get the word out on Script Talk. So you folks out there listening to us, and if you have, you take pills, any kind of pills, and you get, like me, 5 or 6 pills, you want to make sure that you have Script Talk.
I have a question, June, because, I mean, yeah. I'm getting older, and I just wear readers, but is it just for people who are legally blind, or can anybody with failing vision, you know, just as you get older, can you still order it?
Or absolutely, not? Yes. You do not have to have any sort of diagnosis to get Script Talk or any of these accessible labels. You can just request it from a pharmacy, and they, by ADA law, must comply and give you an accessible label.
The reason I ask is because we have many, many baby boomers out there listening, and not everybody. So sure. We have a lot of sighted people as well. And I know I squint when I look at the prescription bottles. You know, that's what mm-hmm. happens. So I was curious to know that. Thanks for
asking. Yes, absolutely.
And so all the great information you can get on the label, too, is like some stuff right. You might be able to read and other stuff you
take with water, and a lot of water, not take with, and it's important to know everything that's on that bottle. So why don't you give everybody the contact information, June?
Sure.
Just so we get it in.
Anybody who wants more information or talks to their pharmacist, runs into a roadblock, or if you just want to go through us and not deal with a pharmacy at all, you can call us at 1-800-890-1180. Again, it's 800-890-1180. And we have a whole team. They'll take care of you. You know, we really love our customers and our advocates. And so give us a call, and we'd be happy to help you.
And your information is on our website as well, under Envision America.
It's under our website. So anybody, you miss it, you go to our website and look it up. It's all there. Our website, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Any final questions, David?
No, it's a very valuable service, though, and I'm going to definitely check into it for myself.
And wonderful.
I'll be spreading the word.
Well, thank you so much, June, for coming on and tell us about Envision.
And we look forward to having you back again, June.
Yes.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you all. God bless you all.
God bless you all. To you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And Gary next week will bring in his Script Talk and let you hear how it works.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Well, right now, it's time. Can I do it?
We're going to go to break in 2 minutes,
well,
I guess.
We'll start it.
We could try.
Right now, it's time for the first trivia. Trivia time.
I guess we'll take them in order.
407-894-1680. First trivia. Here we go. Who is singing this song?
Up on the tie wire.
This is David's
one
choice.
One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me.
You gotta know it's not David.
It's not David. It's
not David.
Like David.
Right.
Does it sound like David?
But the top
I want to hear your version,
my
David.
Head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me.
Who's singing this song?
A comedy.
407.
894-1680.
Who's singing this song?
Like a rubber neck giraffe.
You look. Quick.
Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Well, does it feel right?
Okay. So,
well, the altitude,
who knows it?
Seems
ready
to
call
to
in?
Me.
David,
win
I think
some prizes.
Pick the tough one, David.
I don't know.
Go ahead, David. Sing it, David. Just give me a little bit of it.
Lately asked you to bring your guitar, David.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Next time you'll bring the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, it was a hard one. It's a hard song.
And going back to...
I've got this feeling, though. Somebody's going to... Actually, I'm sure that Gary's already won recently, but he would be the first one I would expect, but no.
Who are you talking about? Sinclair?
Yeah, Sinclair.
Oh, please.
He knows.
Let me, while we're waiting to go to break. Oh, we're going to break now. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit what's going on at Lighthouse Central Florida.
We're going to break? I don't hear the guys. They're the cast members.
Okay.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
We're going to break something.
Bump,
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back with the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have three calls on the line. First one is Mike from Aventura, we got Gabe from Vancouver, Washington, and we got Richard from Tallahassee.
Wow.
All three of you, please hold. Let's take the first one. Mike from Aventura.
Hi, I have the answer to the trivia question.
You think you have the answer? He thinks he has the answer. What is the answer?
It was by Leon Russell.
Wow.
You are right.
Is he right? Is he right?
You are right, Mike.
Yeah.
See, cool. It wasn't that hard. Good for you, mister.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, Mike, we're going to say give Charlotte your address.
You don't
so
hang
can
up. We can send you a $10
else.
Gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Yep. I want to talk down to Gabe. Gabe, are you there? Gabe.
Give me 1 second. We're transferring this thing now, and we're going to do that. And
tell Richard, hold on. Don't tell Richard not to go away. Let's talk to Gabe first.
All right, I think we got Gabe.
Gabe.
Just for a minute.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
How you doing? We're doing good, Gabe. How you doing up there in Washington?
Hello there, Gabe.
I'm doing great. I was about to say the same thing for the trivia question.
You know it, too.
I do.
Well, keep listening.
Well, keep listening to other songs. You can call anytime you want.
All right.
You knew Leon Russell, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive, I would say.
Gabe, who is your favorite group or singer?
That's a hard question. I have many of them.
Well, give me an example.
But if I had to pick one, I would probably say the Rolling Stones.
No kidding. Right.
Really,
Gabe? We'll have to keep that in mind.
Good choice.
Okay. Well,
Gabe, we built this city of rock and roll. You know that, right?
I know.
I'm writing it down. Gabe likes Rolling Stones.
We'll have to pay a Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very cool.
Thanks for calling in, Gabe. Keep on listening.
All right. Maybe Chris
will
come up with
something
later. Take care.
Good
now we're
going
to talk to Richard from Tallahassee, Florida. Richard, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right. How you doing, Richard?
Hi, Richard.
Hi. Am I speaking?
Calling from the Capitol.
You're calling from the Capitol of Florida?
Uh-huh.
Is it raining up there, too?
And it's been a crappy day.
It's
the general consensus
here. It's damp and cold.
That's the same as here.
That's exactly right.
So much for the sunshine
state.
Were
you calling in for trivia?
No, I mean, I missed the trivia question, so.
Oh, okay. Well, keep on listening. If you know the next trivia, the next ones, couple ones are easy.
He's calling because he missed us, didn't
you? Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay, well, thank you. I want to thank you for your show.
Well, thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Man.
Thanks
thank
for
you
listening.
For listening, that's
okay,
right.
Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate
thank you,
your listening.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Thank you
Chris,
so much, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. Chris, do you have my get a job? Okay, I have some jobs. Lighthouse Central Florida.
But she didn't play it yet.
He's going to. I'm
get
just
a job
getting it ready.
By the Silhouettes.
All right. Well, first of all, before I just want to remind everybody that the 30th annual Sight and Soul Walk Fest is Saturday, March 2nd. And it's at Crane's Roost Park.
That's in Orlando. If you have a walk coming up, let us know. We'll let people know about it.
Share your events with us. And that will be at Crane's Roost from 4 to 7 p.m.
in March.
That's for Lighthouse.
It's one of Lighthouse's largest community events. It's evolved over the years from a traditional awareness walk to a family-friendly street festival.
Fun.
Okay. Okay. So, we have some job vacancies at Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. They have positions at the call center for customer care professional. I can talk. Let's see what else they have. They're looking for a case manager, for client services coordinator, and they have certified staff openings for orientation and mobility specialist, assistive technology instructional specialist, teacher of the visually impaired, certified vision rehab therapist, and certified low vision therapist. They're also looking for a contact call center manager. So let me see, I'm turning the pages here. It takes me a minute. They're also looking for a contract closeout specialist. All right, and an early intervention vision services mentor and an IT support technician. Wow, so let me give you the phone number that you should call. This is too much to read here, but You can fax your resume to 407-843-9140. That's 407-843-9140, or you can call the famous number, right, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
What's the number, Dave? You remember it?
That number is 407-894-2000.
2483.
Actually, that's it's 898.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, it 898. It is. 898. I would get the radio station number on the other one.
898.
877-898. That's okay.
2483.
Right. Yeah. And ask for human resources, okay?
Can you believe I remember the number?
Yeah, there's some good openings, too.
Yeah, so much here. There's so many details that you really need to call Lighthouse Central Florida.
407-898.
Lots of jobs for everybody.
That's for the jobs.
All right. So what are we doing here? We have about 5 minutes left in this segment. So what's new with you, David? You busy with your gigs?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to get another band going and been staying busy playing a little bit of solo stuff, writing some music, and trying to learn a new piece of recording software that I'm getting fairly adept at now. So staying put, no big travels until April when I'm going to New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
And Lafayette.
You're going to be inspired for your...
I'm sure I will be.
Lafayette's right near New Orleans, right down the street.
Just a little to the west, yep. Yeah. Except for it's a little smaller. And
what are they letting you in there for?
Hopefully they'll let me in. I'm going to Lafayette for a ham radio get-together for most Morse code enthusiasts. It's kind of an unusual club I belong to, the FOC. It's an international club, and so they meet at different places around the world. And basically, this one group is meeting out there in Lafayette, and it's just a good excuse to... Really, it's a good excuse to go to New Orleans for Brenda and I. So any chance we can go to New Orleans, we go. We love it.
You like the food?
I love the food, the music, the history, the people, everything about it I love.
So all your ham operator friends that listen to the show, are they all going?
No, it's kind of an unusual group, actually. It's kind of very, very specialized, but there might be a couple of people that are listening that will be there, though.
Sounds like we're in New Orleans. There you
it
go.
It does. Yeah. That's right. Mardi Gras is coming up, too. Yeah,
that's right.
It won't be long.
David will fit right in there.
I did go to Mardi Gras once years ago.
Yeah. Behave, David. Don't say nothing. Your wife is listening.
That's right. It was before I got married, in fact, but I'm still recovering from it, yeah. I believe.
Wait a minute. We can't talk about that on air.
It was a great time. I wouldn't do it now because I don't enjoy drinking as much as I did when I was a kid, you know, but...
You know, when I went to New Orleans some years ago and everybody kept telling me, you need to try these. And I was like, what? Why? What is so... It's just ribs. They're like, no, you have to try gator ribs.
Yeah.
Gator ribs?
Gator ribs.
Ew.
I said the same thing, but they were mouth-watering, delicious, off the chain that make you want to go.
Gator.
I want to go get some more.
Hey, you tried it. That's good for you.
Yeah, he tried me too, so I had to try him back.
There you go. I've had gator, but never gator ribs. I've had a couple other different ways, and it was decent, but it was to me, it was just a little too. I didn't care for the consistency. It was too kind of rubbery for me, but. It didn't taste bad. The flavor was okay. Just the texture is a little bizarre.
I got to tell you about something else. I got to ask you both a question.
From gator ribs to what?
Here's a question. No. This is a different question.
I'm sure.
It's a very simple question. For those people out there, if you're having problems calling people and they don't call you back, I find it, today's world, now I don't know if it's just the blind community, I don't know if it's a sighted. I don't know what it is.
It's everybody.
But in today's world, when you call people, for some reason, people don't call you back.
Nope.
It's like you used to be.
Quit telling on me, Mike. Don't be telling on me.
It used to be when you called someone, they called you back right away. If not a couple hours, at least the next day. Yeah, you were talking about you too, Chris Shaw. That's right. You're
he's
one
getting
of them.
Better, though. He
yeah,
really
he's getting
is.
Better.
He's answering the phone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my class load this semester is a little bit lighter this semester, so I'm real
he knows
good.
He knows he doesn't owe you any money, so he's willing to call you back. If he thinks he owes you money, he's like, I'll wait till
make sure you're not a bill collector.
Yeah, I'll wait till next paycheck to call him back.
But I understand.
Everybody
from
hides
I understand from
texting.
One point of view, but then I don't understand from another point of view. I know I get tied up sometimes when I'm at one gig doing one thing. I go from one place to the next place, so I'm kind of tied up. Mornings, most mornings when I get in my car, my phone is ringing from like 8 o'clock until I get to the job. And I'm like, oh, my God, can I just get in my car for a minute so I can listen to the news?
Now you're making me feel bad.
See, well, no, it's not you, but it'd be other folk that call, and they call for other stuff that it can't just wait till I get there. I'm not there yet.
That is the nice thing about text messages and stuff.
A lot of you folks, you know who's calling you. I don't know who's calling me because my phone doesn't tell me who's calling.
No, it doesn't.
So I don't know who's calling.
Your phone doesn't speak?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
We got to hook you up, Mike. Yeah.
So I have a phone that doesn't tell me who's calling. So I answered everybody. Everybody calls me, I answer. What?
No, we're going to break.
Oh, we're going to break? Okay.
On that note,
we're going to break. So keep on listening. We'll be right back.
And don't forget to call us back.
call Mike. He'll answer no matter what.
That's right.
Don't wait. We'll be right back. Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and welcome to your home. Right now, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have two callers calling in, one from Philadelphia and one from South Florida, Jupiter area. Let's take Robert from Valley Forge first. Robert, you there?
Good evening, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, Robert. Hi, Robert. We missed you, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I'm almost completely healed, Michael. I'll be back on my feet in another 7 days.
Good, Robert. Good.
But I was listening about this Script Talk thing.
Yep.
While your show was on, I went to the Play Store, I downloaded the app, put it on my phone, and then I called my prescription thing, CVS Caremark mail order.
Yep.
They kind of heard about Script Talk.
Mm-hmm.
They bumped it up the chain of command,
mm-hmm.
and the woman called me back and said, we have this Script Talk thing. We don't know if it works with your phone. We believe it uses a separate device.
It uses a separate device, so yep.
It does use a separate device.
Right.
Yes.
It comes in
they sent it to you free. They sent it to you. You
Robert,
call Script Talk, they'll send it to you free.
Robert, be sure and listen next week because Gary, our co-host, he's bringing his in and he's going to demonstrate it on the air.
So what is the Script Talk thing I got down from the Play Store? I thought it was the same thing.
No, you're going to actually get a box in the mail.
This is a
with the reader.
This is a it's a size of a ruler, about 12 inches.
Okay.
And you put the pill box inside this little
pill bottle and
like a little container,
yeah.
And then it talks to you. It says whatever's in it, pill. It talks to you out loud.
It'd be interesting to find out what that app is, though, because
he's going to play it next week when he brings it in.
Right.
But anyway,
is 100% free to me.
Yeah.
Way cool.
Yeah, you just have what you do is you have to tell CVS to do it for you from Script Talk, which they do.
Right.
You have to push them to do it. When
okay.
I did it with me, it was you had to buy they wouldn't do it. You had to do it 90-day supply. They wouldn't do it less than 90-day supply. CVS. That's
okay.
because there's not enough of me. So if people like you and me and a lot of other people were calling them and bugging them, then they would do a lot nice things. But because not many people from the blind community calling CVS, that's part of the problem.
Robert, can I suggest you call Envision America and ask them about that app?
They gave me the 800 number.
Okay.
I have that memorized.
890-1180?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, don't forget to tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show, and that's why you were calling up.
Okay, but I'm like okay. David.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert, calling in. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Robert. Okay, let's hear from Christine in Jupiter, Florida. Christine, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Christine.
How you doing?
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Is it nice and rainy down there in Jupiter?
Oh, it is raining. It is cold. It is the perfect excuse to drink hot chocolate. It is a perfect excuse to wear long sleeves.
There you go.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, Sister Christine, don't go anywhere. I believe you are a guest caller for the 8 o'clock hour.
No, we don't have a guest caller for the 8 o'clock hour.
No.
We have 8:15, Dr. Skolnick's calling in.
So what else is Christine? What else is doing?
Well, I was just calling in because I know you were talking about not being able to identify callers because your phone doesn't talk.
Yep.
Now, with some phones, I'm not sure if it's with yours, but I've heard about this with some cordless phones. You can, if it has caller ID, even if you can't read it, if you can get someone set up for you, you can have special ringtones for certain people. Like if your family wants to call, you can give them a special ringtone.
True.
If professionals want to call, give them a special ringtone. That way you know, well, that's my friend Bill, and he just calls up in the morning to yak. I'm going to have to call him back later.
I don't worry about it. I answer all my calls. That's
everything.
Easy.
Okay, well, I just thought if you wanted that option, or anyone else wants that option out there, I have an iPhone, and I have signed special ringtones to everybody that's in my contacts list.
So you can have your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and your husband can have different rings, right?
Yeah, my pastor, my friends, my family.
There you go. No, it's a good idea. I think in Michael's case, he's got a cell phone,
what
but it's a
day.
Real,
not
real basic.
Interrupt.
Ah, break time.
Yep.
We're going to break, Christine.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. See you on the other side of the hour. Looking forward to the second hour of Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. A lot more to come up.